It's time for What's Up with the Labour Party's Grant Robertson.
Good morning, Grant. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you.
That's fantastic. So I thought I'd get straight into it. After the nurses' strike went on strike last week, what's happening next? Is it back into negotiations, or is your offer still on the table for them?
Yeah, look, it is back into discussions now between the DHBs and the nurses' union, and you know it's another chance to sit down and go through what are the really important issues here. The offer that was put forward is the one that's still under negotiation. The arrangements here are that the Employment Relations Authority facilitator has worked with the parties as well, so there's material to work through from that exercise, and ultimately this is what negotiations are about, sitting down and talking and trying to find common ground, and I hope that's what we'll be able to do.
So has the government ruled out completely offering any more money than they already have?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we've said that the package we've put up, which is worth $500 million, is the amount of money that we've got available for the pay round. And look, you know, it's really important to note that that's twice the offer that we inherited. So when we came into government, there was an offer ready to be tabled that was worth $250 million. We've doubled that. So I don't really buy the idea that there isn't more money available. We've made more money available, and at $500 million, we see this as a really good offer. We think that you know, it'll make the average nurse around $10,000 better off within a couple of years. That's a really good start to dealing with a whole lot of problems and frustrations that have grown up over 9 years. And you know, we just can't solve every problem. Apologies, every problem in front of us in 1 year, but this is a really good start, we believe, in terms of the issues that nurses are facing.
So this offer was on the table and they did still go on strike. So does this mean that it's an offer that they're still not entirely happy with?
Yeah, look, obviously, you know, the vote, I think it's in the public arena that the vote was a lot closer than the previous one. What we're happy to do is sit down and talk about how the offer can be packaged up. You know, what are the elements within it that nurses really want to see more progress on right now? And we're happy to have that discussion around what we can do to repackage the offer to make it one that people can accept.
And how long do these negotiations go on for? When can we expect to see a resolution?
Look, I don't know the answer to that. I'm not in the day-to-day negotiations. That's done by the DHBs and the nurses' union. Our commitment is to keep talking and to dig into the issues that the nurses have got. You know, we've got real sympathy for the situation nurses find themselves in after a decade of not being looked after. We believe we've made a really good start with this offer, but we understand that there are issues like safe staffing, where nurses are really keen to see more progress. You know, we want to keep talking and come up with that resolution, but I'm not sure on the exact timeline. That'll be up to the individual negotiators.
Okay, so onwards, I wanted to talk to you also about the Zero Carbon Act. This is going forwards, and there's been a lot of talk about MPs not messing it up, so I wanted to know what that looked like in your eyes, or MPs working together across the political divide.
Yeah, no pressure here not to mess it up, and we're doing our best not to do that. I mean, this is a really important piece of legislation, I think, that will guide the way in which New Zealand transitions to a lower carbon economy, and there's not much more important an issue than that facing politicians. And the message that we're hearing loud and clear, particularly from organisations like Generation Zero, is they really do want politicians to work together on this. And I know that James Shaw, who's the Minister for Climate Change Issues, is taking that really seriously, and that he's reaching out to all political parties to get them on board. The important thing is making sure that we balance keeping everybody on board with doing something meaningful and ambitious. And, you know, the proposals that are out there, I believe, are meaningful and ambitious. You know, having a target of net zero emissions by 2050 is huge, and we've got a lot of work to do to work with communities and businesses and to make sure that we reach that goal. But we're serious about it, and I'm confident that we're going to get it right.
I mean, what does working together look like across the political divide? Is that everyone sharing the same view about what's needed?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I mean, I think at the base level, it's about everyone agreeing on the goal. Mm. And, you know, and the goal of a net zero emissions economy by 2050 is the big goal. Then there's some elements of how the process of getting there, you know, the role of the Independent Climate Commission, which is being proposed, and the kinds of the different mix of different gases and what we do in terms of carbon, what we do in terms of methane. I think, you know, keeping the goal together is one thing, but actually we really do need to be ambitious about taking meaningful steps towards it. Because I think that's one of the risks when you've got a goal that's a 2050 goal. Mm. It'll be easy in the short term not to do that much, and we can't afford that. We've got to be making progress from yeah. day one. And so that means, you know, lowering our emissions in a whole lot of sectors, from transport and also in agriculture as well. And so, yeah, I think working together can't just be the goal. It's also got to be the progress we make along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. So the consultation closes tomorrow, and then the bill should pass by the middle of 2019. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the timetable as far as I know it. And I know, talking to James Shaw this week, he's up around 10,000 submissions that have come mm-hmm. in. So that's a fantastic level of engagement from the public. And I know, you know, the Ministry for the Environment and he want to go through those submissions and understand where mm-hmm. New Zealanders are coming from, and then reflect that back in the outcomes of the bill. So, yep, that's the plan to get it going. In the meantime, there's an interim climate committee that's working through some of the sort of thornier issues around individual gases and so on, and how we'll treat those. So it's not that we're standing still waiting till 2019, but that's when the legislation's likely to come through.
Yeah. Do you think, in terms of drafting up the legislation, there's going to be agreement across all parties on what's needed?
Yeah, look, I don't know the answer to that. As I say, for me, you know, I absolutely understand the desire from New Zealanders for us to work together as politicians, because we don't want to be chopping and changing when we've got a goal that's so important and also some distance away. But as I say, I want to make sure that whatever we're putting in that bill is meaningful. And so that's the trick. That's the piece of work that's got to go on now. But, you know, James is working really hard to bring all the political parties together.
Mm. And you are also the Minister of Sport.
Yes, I am. It's one of the roles I've got alongside finance, and it's one that I enjoy a lot. And you know, I can't devote as much time to it as I devote to finance for obvious reasons. But
yeah, well, that was going to be my next question. Did you get up to watch the Football World Cup?
I didn't. It's the final. I didn't watch. I watched some other games during the tournament, but. I said to myself, if I woke up, I'd watch it, and unfortunately, I slept through it. But I did watch some of the highlights, and amazing tournament actually in France. I think were the really deserved winners of the tournament. I think they played consistently the best football that I saw, and you know, and they're a pretty interesting team. It reflects a lot about France as a country and its diversity, and yeah, and then a small country like Croatia, which is actually smaller than New Zealand, making the final as well was pretty amazing. And I saw some pictures overnight of them being welcomed back home, and you know, about 100,000 people there, which is probably shows the impact even coming second in the World Cup can have.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Grant, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time.
Cheers. See ya.
That was What's Up with the Labour Party's Grant Robertson. Thanks, Grant.